When you guys took out the cover, La Canción, wasn't it supposed to be with Eslabón Armado?
Yeah.
Why didn't that happen?
Alright, so basically, I had...
Fill the tea.
I had...
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Agusto Baba podcast, episode number...
48?
I don't know.
Yeah, six, episode 48.
Seven, eight,
48, 48.
Guys, today we have a special guest, upcoming group from Indiana. Yes, sir.
Hey.
No, it's a no. No, oh man.
So what's up, bro? How are you? What brings you to LA?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. We came to LA because we had a show to open up for Danny. And yeah, so we decided to come up here. And then we also had some good news. We had finished our deal with Warner Latina, which we ended up doing that yesterday. So that's what brought us here. And yeah, we're chilling today. And also, we had the Agusto Papa podcast. So we had to make it out here for
algo más. Right?
Congratulations.
Bro.
Hey, congrats on that, bro. That's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big accomplishment. It's a big accomplishment for like the regional and like the movement that you guys got going on, because I realized that the music is starting to sound different. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
For sure. Yeah, it's cool to sign to such a major label like that. You know what I mean? It's cool because, like you're saying, the sounds are a lot different now. Because, like, I know, like, me, I can't speak for everybody else, but artists like me, we're not first generation kids, but we're raised and born in the U.S. So we have all these styles that we listen to different artists, you know, that we're exposed to all our lives. And so I feel like I put like the influence that I get from that into the songs and stuff like that, with not necessarily with the sounds, but as far as writing too, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's cool to definitely make the genre a little bit more bigger and have it go out there, I guess.
Damn, that's dope, because I realize it sounds, but you can correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds a little bit like a mix of jazz and like indie.
Yeah.
So when I feel like stole when you line. Mix, what's up?
Stole my line.
Yeah,
I was going to say
that. No, I just know. I just know.
But like more specifically, like what, you know, like what styles or music do you listen to?
Or maybe band, like what are some bands that
influenced your style?
For sure. I like to listen to, you know, everything, a little bit of everything. You know, I like to listen to Bad Bunny. I like to listen to rap, you know, where there's J. Cole taste, and stuff like that. But I also like Billie Eilish. I really like Billie Eilish. I like the harmonies and stuff like that, and harmonizing. It's really cool stuff that I like. And I try to incorporate it as much as I can. Now, more recently, that I've been trying to work on like the craft of the songs, whether it's writing and stuff. I've been trying to incorporate harmonies, making the song sound a little bit fuller. That's something that I really like. I listen to like Daniel Caesar.
Damn,
Google, a little bit like Omar Apollo, stuff like that, which is really cool. Yeah.
Damn, and I noticed you also integrate the art, like how you dress, like the cover photos. It's all really different.
Oh yeah, it's all a part of the art, like you said. For a while, I was designing my own cover art.
Oh, nice.
Stuff, because I did graphic design in high school when I was still there. Was like a little like technique, I guess. You would go like half to school, and then you'd go to that building and study whatever you wanted to do. So I did graphic design. So like for the beginning, first couple of projects, I designed it myself, and we would do that. I still am involved a little bit in the art stuff. Usually we work and we brainstorm. And now that, you know, we have a little bit of more resources and stuff like that, we can find an artist that can maybe portray the image that we're going for a little bit better. And
yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19.
19.
Yeah. And your band members?
Johnny is 18, and then Alex is 20.
Oh shit!
Damn, super young.
Damn, y'all super young and already coming up quick.
Yeah. And when did Los Aptos start? When did the project start?
We started back in 2020. We had already been playing a little bit before that, pre-pandemic. I remember my junior year, I started learning how to play guitar, and then I started uploading covers and stuff. And yeah, I was getting a little bit of traction on there. Y luego Johnny, who is the bass player, he had a background. Same también Alex, they both had a backgrounds in music and stuff. They were in a banda. So me and Johnny were in class and stuff, and then we would just always talk about the music. And that's when the music was really like coming up with that genre, with like Junior H, You're Not That, Tercer Elemento, all that stuff was coming up. And with the Bajo Loche too, that's when it like started picking up with Arsenal Fictivo, all them. And then so we were like, oh, Johnny was like, well, maybe I should learn how to play the bass. And yeah, he did that. And then we would practice like a couple times. And then our first video that we uploaded, like it did pretty well. Like I had never gotten that much videos. It hit like 20K. And then we started uploading like on a daily basis, like every week, I guess, every weekly. And it started growing a lot. Like the next video, the second video, I think, was the one that it went like super viral. Our second video together ever hit like 100K. I think it was Platícame de Ti and stuff like that.
On TikTok or?
On Instagram.
On Instagram. TikTok
was really, it was kind of like growing at the time. And then, yeah, we did that for a while. And then after the pandemic, we kind of slowed down. And then in the summer is when we decided to form our grupo, Los Aptos. And then we started working on our EP. And then like a month or two passed. And then we dropped the EP, Mis Ilusiones.
And how did the name Los Aptos come?
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
Oh, okay.
What's the meaning behind that?
Yeah. In high school,
yeah.
I've always been really into clothes and stuff like that. So in high school, I had like a little fucking phase, I guess. I wanted to make my own clothing brand, and which I did, but it wasn't that big. It was called Survival of the Fittest, which I don't know if you guys know what that means. It's like a science term or whatever. And when I had went to Mexico, all my uncles were asking, oh, like, that's cool and stuff like that. What does it mean? And then I told my uncle, who was like an English teacher or something, I don't know. And then he told me that, like, the translation of the phrase is like, sobrevivencia de lo más apto, something like that. So we had a name prior, but it was like so lame. It was clave alta. No offense to anybody who uses
alta. Like a clave alta.
no offense to anybody who uses alta or clave in their stuff. But we felt it was very like, I mean, it's generic or whatever. We wanted something more unique and stuff. Yeah, so we said, fuck it, let's do Aptos. And it was cool. And that's how we did that.
Yeah, very unique name. I like it.
Yeah.
And you guys actually had your first show yesterday too, right?
Well, it wasn't our first performance. We had done a couple of performances back home at like some bailes and stuff. We opened up for like Ramon Ayala and stuff.
Oh, shit.
But,
well, sick.
But I feel like yesterday kind of was our first performance because we played for an audience that listens to our type of music.
That
you
fit
know?
More of the
obviously,
music.
Danny was the headliner, so our sounds kind of mix, you know, they're pretty similar. We're in that space. So like, it was cool to play for an audience that knows your music and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, they were singing along your songs. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was the first time that ever happened this day. It's nuts for people like to actually, because you know, the songs have like 20 million on YouTube, whatever. And you don't really like, tell how much people that actually is.
Yeah, putting like a face to that.
Yeah,
number.
And then like people like actually singing it and stuff, like it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you guys get nervous on stage?
Yeah. Yesterday I was pretty nervous just because we were in like Los Angeles. This was our first time. And usually I do get pretty nervous. But before that show, I was like leading up to it, I was like super nervous. But then we started warming up backstage and stuff and it kind of went away. And it was cool. I was pretty comfortable on stage. It's probably one of the first times that I was like most ever really comfortable on there. It was fun.
I get stage fright. I remember I did like a performance and my legs were literally shaking. I was like,
yeah, that happens. Yeah. I think Johnny said that had happened to him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys do it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Hell no. I went on stage one time. I was like, hell no. Never.
His voice cracked on stage. Like,
oh, his voice cracked on stage.
Yeah, even on stage cried. With a dress.
Hell no.
Wait, I have a question. I totally forgot about this, but when you guys took out the cover, La Canción, wasn't it supposed to be with Eslabón Armado?
Yeah.
Why didn't that happen
anymore? Right. So basically, I had played it back a while back, like maybe last year in the summer, like August. Or wait, no. It was at the beginning of, 2021. I thought we were still in fucking, whatever. 2021, like March, maybe around there. I had played it in my room and I made like a little quick version. Like I know sometimes you make like some songs and stuff like that quick on,
yeah, just
on
like GarageBand.
This is before I even had like Logic and stuff. And I made it and I made a little sound and I posted it on TikTok. And then people liked it. Like I was like, should we do a little cover of this and stuff? And then, yeah, they really agreed to. And then at first we were just going to upload it us. Like,
oh, that nice.
Was, they weren't like,
they were in the picture.
Not that involved. Like this was we came up with this idea. And then we were going to drop it. We were getting some cool traction, you know. I had posted it on Instagram. And then out of nowhere, one time I was on live, y este se mete Pedro de Eslabón Armado, and then he was like, oh, play la canción. And he really liked it, and that was dope. And then I remember, like, a couple, like, I had gotten off live, and I didn't think much of it. Like, it was cool. And then, like, 30 minutes after, like, he posts on his story, like his own version.
Oh,
sick. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then he had tagged us, and he was like, remix, okay. And I was like, freaking out, you know, because, like,
yeah,
somebody you really look up to in this space or whatever. And which was dope. And then, yeah, se quedó así, and then, like, my stuff started blowing up and all that shit. Like, everybody was, like, asking for it and stuff. All the pages started saying, oh, La Canción.
Yeah, it's going to come out.
With Pedro and stuff shit. Like that. And then, yeah, the next day, I remember he had texted me and he was like, yeah, bro, let's do it. Like, drop it as a single. Like, let's do it. And the next day, he uploads it to his page saying, like, if it gets to, I don't know what he had said. I said if it gets to like 150, like 150k likes in whatever amount of time, or 250k views, that's what it was, something like that. Nice. In a certain amount of time, we'll drop it. And I remember like in that day, in less than a day, it hit like a million. The video hit a million views, and it, like crazy. And then so yeah, the plan was to drop it and stuff. And as he's kid, we said we were gonna meet up, and time would pass, and they would never hit us back up. I mean, I'd hit them up, pero nada. But I mean, las cosas pasan, you know, people are busy. Por algo. People are busy and stuff like that. And yeah, no se pudo hacer, but you know, it's cool. They're out there doing
Pedro,
it.
We're waiting on it.
Yeah. I don't think it's the last time that you guys would probably make a song together, or like an idea like that would come together.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
More duetos are coming, to be honest. Like, and we were talking about that this year is the year of duetos.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot last year, huh?
Yeah, last year was like, ah, the regional is not doing duetos, this and that. And then this year, everybody
we're being surprised.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Within the first 2 months.
Yeah, right.
A lot of fire music.
Who do you look up to in the regional?
In like this space?
Yeah.
I really like Danny's music. I really like Daddy L too. He like mixes a whole bunch of like jazzy stuff. But like the people that I really listen to a lot in this space is, yeah, like Danny. I don't know who else. Because like, Ivan.
Ivan?
So cool. I like the stuff that he's been doing and stuff like that. I don't think I've been really listening a lot to Regional recently. Oh, recently I've been getting into Nata more. I hadn't listened to him in a while, but I've been like liking the tumbado sound a little bit more recently. And yeah.
Like the version of Danny Felix or like his new stuff?
No, Danny Felix, yeah.
Yeah, like, that should go hard.
But also, I really like the album where he did Las Tres Torres. I've been listening to that one recently. I really like Pienso en Ella and stuff like that. But yeah, like as you mentioned, Danny Felix is super dope. Like a lot of people that I tell, they don't really like the song 200 Copas, but I fucking love
by
that
Karol G?
Song.
That sounds really good.
Hey, Danny, like Danny Felix watches this song.
Oh, really? Hey, shout out Danny Felix.
Maybe hop on a duetto with him too.
Right. Yeah, and you wouldn't say like Ariel Camacho inspired you, because I know he inspired a whole generation, like basically all of us.
If I was to say like for real, who inspired me at the beginning to learn how to play guitar, I would say it'd be Chris from Tercer Elemento.
Oh,
because
sick.
At the time, that's when it was like super popping, like the Green Trip had dropped and everything.
Oh yeah, that album was good.
And he was popping, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna like upload videos too and try to do that. And I remember I went to the concert and like I met him and shit. And yeah, that was like what got me into it. Obviously, I don't make music like that at all. Yeah. But like that's what encouraged me to do it, because that's what I was listening to at the time, like a lot.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show, anywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, and I think Chris really kind of put like...
Kind of changed it.
He changed it a lot, and he made it normal for someone to like sing, even though they don't have the greatest voice. Like, I'm going to be honest, he didn't have the greatest voice, but like he managed to... I'm not talking here. Like, but he managed to like make it his own, and then he made it pop.
Yeah, a lot of people hated it. And then also, like you said, that he changed like kind of a little bit like the game. Well... And you guys had talked about this previously on a podcast, like saying that a lot of young people now listen to like Mexican music more than ever. Yeah. I mean, they have always listened to it, but like
from their parents. Like,
like I would listen to it too from my parents, but
now we're the ones putting the music.
Exactly. Yeah. Like when a while ago, people would listen to it también, but like more, it was more hip hop, rap, and stuff.
Yeah.
And but like now, like music in Spanish is becoming more of like a main genre and stuff like that.
Hell yeah.
Which is cool. Like we have, there's like songs, like for example, like Juguetes y Sufrí, like having people who like don't even speak Spanish. And
yeah, that's
like
dope.
Going like, super viral on TikTok, which is like amazing, you know, cause it brings a lot of viewers and exposure to the genre.
Yeah. And I feel like we talk about that, about the regional not being at the level of hip hop. And I feel like,
or reggaeton and stuff.
Like yeah. Cause that shit is huge. Like that's big ass fucking industries. And I feel like, slowly we're on our way.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be bigger than rap.
It is.
No, he says he thinks it's going to be bigger than rap, but I really don't.
Potentially, you know, because people think because it's in Spanish, it couldn't. But like, if you take a look at like K-pop, that's in a whole different language, but look how big that is. Yeah, it's like super crazy. Huge.
Like,
you know,
Gangnam,
I mean?
Style type shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Gangnam Style. No, like that K-pop? One group, the one group that's like eight dudes.
like BTS.
That's BTS. Yeah, that guy.
But like, that's an example. You know what I mean? It's in a totally different language, and people go crazy over that stuff.
Damn, hell yeah, bro.
Because I was telling them, rap is popping because
English
is taught worldwide, and Spanish is like you have to take a certain class.
Yeah, but I mean, slowly it is becoming because I mean, Bad Bunny was like for like last year, 2 years ago, was like the most listened artist on what, Apple Music, Spotify, over Drake, over Drake and stuff, which is cool.
Damn, I wonder who's gonna be like the next person that does that for the regional, you know?
Yeah,
because I feel like every genre has that fucking superstar, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder who's gonna be for us. Yeah. But
and it benefits us all because it makes grows the space.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one big ass culture just growing together.
Yeah, it's dope. It's definitely dope.
It's really badass. You have any new songs coming out, an album?
Yeah, we do. We've been working on an album. I think it's gonna be like 7 songs. It's about ready. There's still a lot of mixing to be done and just finalizing the songs and stuff. And like how we said, now recently we just signed yesterday with Warner, so now the whole how we go about dropping the album is gonna be dope. So it should come around, I don't know, maybe like March, end of March, right? All right, around there, April. Yeah, and it's gonna be dope.
Any duetos on it?
No, on this one there's no duetos.
All románticas?
Yeah, románticas and desamor.
Wait, how do you get inspired to write like that?
Oh, okay.
Because you put this one in his feelings.
No, yes,
he did
like,
put it in his feelings.
Enamorado, like, how did that come about?
Yeah, like, obviously, with, like, songs like that, I mean, yeah, having experience, like, being in love, that obviously plays a big role into it. But also when, like, when I write songs or when I write stuff, people be like, oh, my God, you're so enamorado and stuff like that or whatever. But when I write stuff, I kind of view it as, like a writer who writes stories, mm-hmm. right? So when I'm writing something, I might not, like I wrote some sad songs on this album, but I'm in a good relationship or whatever. I wrote some, but the way I go about it is like, when an author is writing a story, they try to write it in the best way possible so the people could relate to it, you know what I mean? I take experiences from other people that me and ayuda and just inspiration like that. So I try to make it as, you know, relatable and emotional as possible. So like,
right, so like it. So like emotion, so if, so when people listen to the song Enamorado, like you'd want them to be, I mean, kind of get you in your feelings, no?
Yeah, like yeah. Super, and I'm like, damn, I really like this girl.
Right, because they're,
because my boy cries when he listens to the song.
He actually cries.
No, I didn't.
You literally said like don't you like shed a tear?
I was.
I mean, like, yeah, it does hit you, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's like damn, you know?
It's like damn, like damn.
Some
like,
songs hit. Some songs
could it be bro. Me and I'm what else?
And you write all your songs?
Yeah,
you
know, I do.
Ghostwriter.
Yeah, nah.
No Ghostwriter?
I'm not Drake.
What do you?
Drake.
He told Galvancillo que tenía un what?
Un fantasma.
Fantasma que le escondía.
You have two other band members, right?
Yeah, 2 other band members.
Let's get them in quick.
Yeah. You can bring them.
Here, you can take my seat.
You guys want to introduce you guys yourself? Yeah, you know, age, where you from, social security, blood type.
And socials, so everyone can follow you.
Like legal or not legal.
What's good, y'all? I'm Johnny.
That's Johnny. And what instrument you play, bro?
I play the bass.
That's right. Bajista.
All right, yeah, I'm Alex. Alex Rivera. I play the, what? Kind of requinto, something like that.
Oh my man! Yeah.
So you guys kind of take turns sometimes, like
yeah, like whoever comes like, up with like
comes up with the creativeness. Yeah. Damn, and this is like more of a personal question. How did you guys come about Augusto Papa? Like, where did you guys first see it, or like maybe your initial reaction to it?
Oh, where I found out about the
podcast. Yeah, like
I think somebody tagged me in something. Somebody tagged me in a video or like a podcast that y'all did, and like I just seen it there. I'm like, oh, I started listening out from there.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember. I
don't even know you guys. He's like, what am I doing here?
I watched the podcast. It's the I forget. I just saw it like a few months ago, and it was like some funny clips. And I was, oh no, I think one of the first videos I watched was the Jeopardy game.
Oh, oh really?
Yeah, the Jeopardy. I saw who was it? What's his name? Keiko?
Yeah, Keiko.
I saw him kiss the fish and stuff.
Yeah,
he got slapped too.
Yeah, I found you guys on TikTok like a long time ago. I think it was when you guys first started.
Oh yeah, when we first started, I actually hit you up, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, hit me. I think you put a clip of Enamorado on there, right?
I think it was La Cancion when both of you guys, just like Jason commented like fire and stuff, and I'm like, oh, these are the guys from the podcast. And then, and I remember that's when you guys had first like posted like a couple of clips on TikTok, and I was like, oh, this is gonna gonna be good, because nobody like in the space is like doing that.
That's what's up. I want to ask you guys, what do you guys feel about being, you know, signed and being in the music industry? How's that been for you guys so far?
Yeah, because you guys said you signed to Warner, right?
Yeah.
How was that? How did that come about?
Like how, like how do we get the offer and stuff like that, or like just
no, like how come you guys made that decision to go with
Warner? Yeah. Well, first of all, it's super dope and stuff like that. A while back, kind of like when we had dropped the album with Enamorado, that's when like kind of offers started coming in from various labels. And I mean, I won't say for respect, right?
Yeah, I get you.
It's the
you could.
Yeah, or not. Well, I was just, we were just getting like cool offers, you know, from everybody. Like, I mean, everybody. not everybody. I mean,
everybody want to sign you.
We had like Universal, Dell Records, and I remember I got hit up by this guy from Capitol Records, which was like really dope because like that's, you know. And then somebody texted us.
I got hit up from Achepe Records,
but like that makes zero sense.
Yeah, I get you.
And then at one of those times, Jose had texted me from BPS, which was really cool. And yeah, he had told me, he was like, hey, like, I know you're getting a lot of offers and stuff like that. And like, if you don't like want to sign with us, like, feel free to still hit me up. Like, I want to help you guys and do all that. So yeah, pasó tiempo. We were taking meetings and stuff like that. But and then we got hit up by Warner. But the first time we got hit up, it was just Warner, like, U.S. Like, yeah, not Warner Latina, Warner U.S., which was cool. And then that was going down. And at the time, like, me and Jose would talk and stuff, but we weren't, like, really, we didn't have a partnership like how we do now and stuff like that. So I didn't really have help with the contracts and stuff we would get, because that stuff is like super, like,
yeah,
like it's crazy stuff and confusing. You need to be super careful.
Yeah, make sure you read it.
So and then I got a lawyer and stuff, but I still didn't have a manager or somebody to like look out for us. So we were getting this whole deal done, and it was literally about to be done. It was done like in a week or so. It was gonna be done, and I had to call the lawyer because I was feeling like iffy about it and stuff like that. And I was like, look, like, let's just like not do it. And then yeah, that happened. And then that's when we had made a partnership with BPS and Jose, and they were like, they're like management and stuff like that and publishing and all that stuff. So he was helping us super good and navigate all through those offers and stuff, making sure we picked the right decision. Also the lawyer, like, for sure made us pick, you know, helping us pick the best decision for us. And time pasó, and then Warner hit us back up, but it was Warner Latina who hit us, and they just started talking and doing all that stuff, making sure it was the right deal, like we said. And after a long time, because it did take a long time, we just decided to go with them, because we were like independent for so long, even with VPS, like how we said it was like a management like deal. So I felt like now we did the most that we could independently, and like I just wanted like kind of like a big boost to like have a big team around there and stuff. And then we just decided to sign with Warner, but thankfully we still have like the same team, kind of like working with Jose has been such a pleasure. Like he's been like such a great guy that to help us out, like definitely found the right people so far to be in the industry.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that you guys, you know, got a lawyer and all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes people sign without reading the contract. Yeah, huh?
It's dangerous.
Yeah, and it costs them their career sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. For real.
Yeah, so.
Oh yeah, shout out to Rozzy, our lawyer. Fire lawyer.
Yeah, get yourself a lawyer. Don't matter how much it costs, because it can cost
your career. Don't sign your career away, for real.
Yeah.
And
your whole career.
I feel like that's something that we need to watch out, especially you younger.
Yeah, a lot of artists like will get deals from companies, and like, you know, they're so emotional. Like,
they could be like delusional.
Yeah, no, I understand when they say like, oh, I'll give you this deal, and you're like, what?
Unless you sign with Gecko, he give you the best deal. Oh.
Yeah,
because like kids a lot in the industry who like get chances and stuff like that. They get excited, and also like they think some of the companies like in the industry that's it. You know, like you can't go farther than that. But like now, like we see that there are possibilities to sign with like crazy, like not just like the labels that are
like Warner
here. You know what I mean? Warner, Sony, lo que sea. So yeah, that's cool.
Before we end the episode, I want to thank you guys for coming on, Los Aptos.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for being here. Being part of this experience, it was definitely awesome. Before it ends, would you guys want to promote anything coming out?
Yeah, for sure. We have an album coming out. Be on the lookout. It should be like in April, around there. And yeah, follow us on IG.
No name for it yet, right?
I did have a name for it. It's going to be called Historias para Contar.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. It's coming soon. Just follow our social medias to be on the lookout for that, which is Los Aptos on Instagram. You guys are finding us there. And yeah, we're on all platforms. So yeah.
There you guys have it. Los Aptos on the come up. You know, got to deal with Warner Music, and we're going to definitely hear more from them.
Yeah, peace out, guys. Someone will be watching.
Thank you to you
guys. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for coming through. And another-